is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Just he's got himself a girl and I want
to
make.
All right, welcome back to it. On a Thursday, you're just about through another week. If you missed it, Elijah Cummings, the Maryland Democrat, firebrand, antagonist of Donald Trump, died overnight about 2:45 this morning at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, Baltimore. He's been the congressman there since 1996. We were supposed to be visiting right now with Brenda Lawrence, a Democrat that represents Michigan's 14th congressional district, but according to her staff, she can't do it. She totally shocked by the news, considered Elijah Cummings one of her close personal friends, her mentor, and she can't do it. She has to collect herself. But I found an option that is incredible. I found an incredible option. I said, let's get Ivy on the program. And so I went with that. Ivy, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. I was the, emergency backup plan, and here I am.
You've been my emergency backup plan for years. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
You're my plan A, not my plan B, just so we're clear on that.
Well, anyhow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, doing well, right? So anyhow, Elijah Cummings died, and a lot of questions about what that'll mean. Obviously, the shock to a lot of people, you and I talking about it off the air, didn't realize the poor health that he was in, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him on videos and on TV giving speeches and things like that. And actually, it was a video that I had seen on Twitter where he was giving a commencement speech where I had seen his walker. And this was, back in June. And I was like, wow, he's in a lot worse health, physical health than I knew about. And I just wonder if that's on purpose, whether it be... out of respect for him or whatever the case it may have been. I was just surprised to learn that he was, being transferred places via wheelchair, or like when he steps up to the podium, he has to really had to hold himself up.
With a walker, right.
With a walker,
yeah. And he wasn't very old.
No.
I mean, 68, I don't consider to be old.
No,
clearly.
I don't either. No.
Poor health. I'm sure we'll find out more in the days to come as to what his health.
It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen going forward. But I do have a couple questions for you.
All right.
Who do you really think is going to be the Democratic nominee to run for president? I mean, does Biden still have a glimmer of hope?
No.
To do that?
No, Biden's done. I said it here on the program increasingly over the last couple of weeks, but the media establishment decided about 2 months ago that Biden was not going to be the guy, and they increasingly became hostile towards him, were willing to highlight his mistakes, his misstatements, his missteps. And then this whole thing with Hunter Biden, they can say what they want about President Trump, but it gave the media the excuse to end Biden's chances for president. I mean, he really, during the debate on Tuesday, he faded into the wallpaper.
Yeah, it was very difficult. It's always very difficult to watch him in a speech setting or on the Democratic debate stage. Because,
actually, I kind of enjoy it.
Well, it is entertaining for us, but and on a human level, I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like, you are completely embarrassing yourself. You do not make any sense. Nothing that you're saying has any kind of like
incoherent rambling.
Yeah, it's like complete craziness what he's saying, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, the cutting coupons on the start market was just like, we both looked at each other and go, why do we have to rewind and listen to it again?
I had somebody send me a note on that. I didn't mention that. I had somebody send me a note on that saying that, 50 years ago, they had bearer bonds, that you would actually clip coupons for these bearer bonds that were like cash.
Oh.
But it's a 50-year-old deal. It hasn't been legal for 50 years.
Gotcha.
There again, that would be the problem. He can remember what went on 50 years ago, but 5 minutes ago?
Not so much.
Not so much, maybe. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to diagnose him, but it is of concern. He will not be the nominee.
I guess that would make sense. I think he's made some comments about, listening, on your record player or something like that. So
sure.
He has made comments that kind of are in that same line. And so you think that Elizabeth Warren is going to be the nominee?
Elizabeth Warren might be the nominee. I can tell you this. Bernie Sanders, no. Joe Biden, no. Elizabeth Warren, maybe. And
who else is there? I mean, unless somebody else gets in really late in the race, I mean, I would consider this later.
I'm considering that before they throw the first ballots in January, we still might see Hillary Clinton. I'm dead serious now. I mean, Steve Bannon said that to me on this program four months ago now. Mm-hmm. And the more you see Hillary Clinton out there saying, I would win again, you know, he's not a, what's the term she used? An illegitimate president.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Win again. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and those of us who voted for Donald Trump, I think, and just take that and laugh and go, whatever. You know?
You know, people, the Trump supporters just go, that's ridiculous. But hey, for you and I, if she gets back in the race.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
It would be like Christmas every day. I mean, it would be. I mean, a rematch would be Christmas. We'd have endless tales of Hillary and Trump. Wouldn't it be great?
I think it would be tragic for her, and I mean, I think.
Well, you could have a pair of 0-for-3s. You'd have two 0-for-3s at the end of the time in November. You'd have Joe Biden 0-for-3 in presidency runs, and Hillary Clinton 0-for-3 if she goes for it again.
We'll see where it goes. But I do have another question. In terms of, do you think that the Republicans can retake the House? And considering that, you know, the Democrats have done very little in terms of legislating.
I do. It depends. If there are several things, several variables out there right now that will weigh on that. Right now, despite Gallup's polling that says that 52% of Americans support removal of the president, I think that's garbage. The reason that Gallup got out of polling in 2016 after the election is because they were so bad at it. They were so wrong so often they quit polling for the presidential races. I think they should quit polling altogether. I don't believe, per se, you and I talk to so many different people from so many different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. We talk to Democrats every day, and I ask them all the same, do you support impeachment? I found one so far who's a hardcore Democrat, a friend of mine, supports impeachment. But other than that, no. The answer is no, they don't support it. And so you put yourself in this position where you spend all this time and all this effort, and you waste everybody's time, because everybody knows that Bob Mueller's deal is over. There is no collusion. There was no any of that, right?
Right. Well, I also think that there are the people that we have spoken to, they're lifelong Democrats that weren't on this president's side before are now. And I wonder, just based on like the people that we have talked to, how many more people are there like that out there?
A lot.
You know, because they see the economy the way that it is. They don't believe what's actually happening in the mainstream media and what they're reporting, you know, and it's just they can see how and feel in their paychecks and see that in their paychecks and observe to know that things have gotten better.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. I quite frankly think that he's going to win in a landslide, far larger in numbers than he had before.
But you also you reserve the right to change that if something dramatic. I mean, if something dramatic comes out, if the president did something that is, you know, that you and I would consider to be a crime, and trust me, I would consider it a crime if he had. If he had actually sat there and said, Mr. Zelensky, I need you to go research not just Joe Biden, but, you know, all of these other people. The thing of the matter is, Ukraine is loaded with.
Happen? I mean, the thing is this. If there was this kind of dirt on the president at this point in time, these people, the Democrats, would have, in my opinion, would have figured it out by now.
You would think so. You would think so. Hold your thought right there. Ivy's with us. Gosh, do I feel blessed. I must be living right. Ivy's on the program. Good Lord, thank you. Esquire Bob's gonna be really happy about that. Back in a moment. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Where has Pioneer Soybean product development taken me today? This place, for one. I'm here in southern Illinois. I'm walking through a Pioneer test plot. Great soil, great land, but a great number of resistant weeds. That's exactly why Pioneer has a test plot here. Throughout the entire season, the local Pioneer soybean team checks to see how different herbicide-tolerant varieties perform in this environment. The idea is to continually bring you the most advanced tools to to control everything from grasses to glyphosate-resistant weeds, all to deliver maximum yield potential on your soybean acres. A soybean test plot in southern Illinois. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.